filing an insurance claim can be tricky. Hi, this is Aaron Millay of the Authorson Insurance Agency in Unionville. In my 9+ years as a catastrophe adjuster, I've spent an incredible amount of time helping customers get through the claims process and back on their feet, many times with people who have lost everything they owned and sometimes even loved ones. And the chaos caused by these events can stop a claim dead in its tracks. I've worked claims as an adjuster and know the job inside and out and can get your issues resolved as quickly and as stress-free as possible. Getting claims resolved is absolutely my thing, which I feel is a huge part of who you want as your agent. I'm committed to excellence and take a great deal of pride in what I do. Customer service is my number one priority. Give me, Aaron Millay, a call at 989-674-2547 for all your insurance needs at the Authorson Insurance Agency in Unionville, serving the community for over 50 years.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, Cass City at Lakers. We have the national anthem in the books. And now it is time to meet our starting lineups for tonight. Las Vegas has Cass City favored by 6.5 points tonight. That is the spread they will have to cover for all those illegal betting going on there in high school basketball. Starting out for Cass City, number 2, Sawyer Cathrell, mostly doing the point guard duties. Number 3, the big man inside, 6'4" junior, Mason Erland. Number 4, Kyle Ross in the wing, 5'11" senior. He's in the number 4 jersey. Number 5, Jack Stern, a 6-foot senior. And the last one is a junior. That'd be number 20, Keith Lounsbury. He stands at 6'3", and donning the number 20 jersey. Cass City coming out in their maroon jerseys with white letters, black outline, and white stripes down the side. Very evident numbers on that one. Broadcaster's dream right there. Starting for the Lakers, the sophomore, Keegan Valentine, number 2. Number 4, he's the freshman. Standout in football as well as basketball, Brennan Wisner. Number 4. Number 10, Seth Bowles. He's a sophomore. So thus far, 2 sophomores and a freshman. We have a junior out there, Trent Cunningham. He likes the mid-range jump shot. He's a junior. And that would be number 54, the only senior starting, Dakota Valentine at center. John Mooney, talk about a young squad here for the Lakers.
Well, it's youth is always a good thing. What can you say? Both teams are in the same boat.
It seems like every squad across the region is young this year. USA's starting all underclassmen. Lakers here underclassmen. Harbor Beach is a mix in between. Even Bad Axe is a young squad, especially Ty Morneau only being a junior.
At this point in time in the season, though, nobody's really young. They've had a full season under their belt, and they're ready to go ahead and get in the way. The tip is up.
Tip is won by Cass City, and moving right to left across your radio to begin this one. Sawyer Cathrell over to the right wing to Mason Erla, back over to the left wing, into the hands of Cathrell. On the give and go, back to Erla, and he puts it in for 2. And Cass City's out to an early lead, 2-0, 7:45 left in the first. Cass City coming out with some pressure. Coming for the trap, and Brennan Wisner dribbles right through of it, across the bend court, and moving left to right across your radio in white home jerseys with green numbers and lettering and green stripes down the side. Wisner dribbling at the top against Cathrell, over to Cunningham. Down into the post, into Valentine. He throws for the spin, and they say it's early night disco here as the first turnover for Lakers travel.
starting to call that traveling this part of the year. They sure let it go earlier, but right now they're on top of that turnover.
Cuthrell on the right wing, back up to the top to Lounsbury. And it's stolen away by Cunningham. Here comes Lakers. Cunningham goes up, misses the layup, and it's brought in by number five, Jack Stern. Cuthrell calling the orders from the top of the key, being guarded by Wisner. Lakers coming out in a man-to-man defense. To the right wing, back up to Lounsbury. Over to the left wing, to Stern, feeds it in to Erla. Pump fakes and goes up for two, and he has all the points for Cass City. Hits a four-point lead, 6:45 left in the first. Cunningham dribbles twice, picks it back up, back over to the left wing, trying to break that press. Seth Bowles over to Wisner, spins into the paint, goes up for the layup from the right. Little off balance, and he misses it, and it's rebound into Jack Stern's hands again. Passes it over to Kyle Ross in the right corner, and he can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds, and it's another turnover for Cass City. And we already have a substitution for Lakers, number 20. Jordan Moss replaces Cunningham. Keegan Valentine inbounds it into Jordan Moss. Excuse me, that's Jordan Moss. Drew Schaller. I made the mistake the last time. Finally breaks the press. And it's actually stolen by Mason Erla. Here comes Cass City. Kyle Ross goes up from the baseline on the left side. He goes up for the shot, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two shots. It's the first team foul against the Lakers, and the first against Keegan Valentine. That'd be number two. Kyle Ross at the line, shooting two, weighing the first free throw. First one's up from the lefty, and it's good. It's now 5-0 Cass City. Kyle Ross trying to make it 6-0 here, and he does so. 2-for-2 from the free throw line there. It's Cass City 6, Lakers nothing. 6:09 left in the first quarter. Valentine, that's Keegan Valentine, over to Schaller. Back to Valentine. They're going to have to be close here, and they call a 30-second timeout to get out to avoid a violation in the backcourt. With 5:59 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network, 6-0 Cass City.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Coming out of the timeout, Lakers called out for a 30-second timeout to discuss how to break that press. They do so with ease. Keegan Valentine across the timeline, left, right across the radio. Dribbling at the top against Kyle Ross. He's guarding from 8 feet. To the left to Dakota Valentine. He pops the tray. This one's short and scooped up by Mason Erla. Sawyer Cuthrell across the timeline. Leading 6-0 are the Red Hawks. Into the corner, Kyle Ross for three. The lefty is up, no good. Bounces once, and it's rebound Cunningham, who is back into the game. First rebound for Lakers on the night. Brendan Wisner, top of the key, being guarded by Cuthrell. Screen coming from the right from Cunningham. Wisner feeds it into Valentine. The big man spins. The hook shot from the left is no good. Rebound Cunningham. He goes up. Potentially could have been a foul, but it's Cass City ball going the other way.
Lakers, I think, is just one step ahead of themselves right now. They are just trying to be too much of in a hurry.
Cuthrell dribbling to the right wing. Dribbling down to the baseline now. Kicks back up to the high post to Lounsbury over to Kyle Ross, left wing. 4:55 left in the first. It's still Cass City 6-0 over Lakers. Picks up his dribble over to the right wing to Stern. Now dribbles in free throw line, and we have a whistle, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Foul goes against number three, Mason Erla, with it looks like it's going to be a legal screen. It'll be Cass City's first and Erla's first. Cunningham inbounding it on the sideline, far side of the radio, into Wisner. Trap press coming from Cass City. Over to